safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus free $50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, good morning. Dan here at the American Freedom Network, and we have real problems in the world today. I don't know how many of you saw the 60-minute interview yesterday, Steve Croft, President Obama, but I never saw so many softball questions. And Steve Croft just didn't ask any of the right questions, like, you know, how are you going to fix Medicare? Oh, you know, we have to provide health care for the people. Why didn't he ask him about the death panels? Why didn't he ask him what the solution was to Medicare? Because you got about almost 50 million people on Medicare today, and with 79 million retiring, you're going to have twice that many in 20 years down the line, almost twice that many. How can you make it work when you have to offer the people who want to opt out vouchers and keep the people in who actually don't mind the fact that they are going to be left to die? They have death panels. That's how they're going to bring Medicare costs under control. But, of course, Steve Croft didn't ask any of the hard questions to Obama because, of course, Steve Croft is part of the establishment. And if he did the right thing, he wouldn't have a job. This is how the system really works. And of course, the problem is, you know, he presented Obama, who's got a lot of charm and is able to laugh about the charge that he's a radical socialist. But he is a radical socialist, and his goal, in my estimation, is to destroy our nation. And that's what socialism is really all about. It is a system set up by the people of great wealth. And contrary to everything you've heard, the whole idea is not to tax the wealthy people more, and no, it's to enrich the rich and wealthy. It's to marginalize the middle class and to impoverish the poor, and certainly expand that. That's really what the whole idea of socialism is, and that is what Mr. Obama is doing. He was brought to power by people of great wealth. Where do you think the $600 million came from that got Mr. Obama into power? People of great wealth backed him, who want socialism, and at this time they want to destroy the American structure of society. Mr. Steve Croft talked about democracy. He knows America isn't a democracy. He knows government can't solve our problem. Government is our problem, but he wants to keep his job. And he doesn't ask any of the right questions. He never asked about the establishment, the Trilateral Commission, CFR complex, or he didn't talk about what our guest is going to be talking about this morning. And that is Barry Shamish, and Barry Shamish is going to be, he's Jewish, he has lived for many years in Israel. He was forced to leave because he was critical of the ruling establishment over there, and there were threats against his life, and so his he was forced to come to America. And, of course, Israel's loss is our gain, because Barry has the willingness to talk about the tough issues surrounding Israel and Palestine, and certain Jews who hate Israel, this, what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, although it's not entirely Jewish, there are Jewish members in it, and they really hate Israel. But I'm going to let Barry go ahead and tell you this story. Good morning, Barry. How are you? And tell us the story that said me about Aaron Klein's book.
I take it you received my article.
I did, and I've read it too. It was very good, as always.
Thank you. Yeah, I did Aaron Klein's book. It's called The Manchurian President. Now, the reason I was attracted to this book, because I really don't write about American politics. I'm more focused on the utter destructions that they're, well, what they have planned for America is way worse than Israel, and a lot faster. But I read his book, which isn't, it's really an expose of who backed Obama and who put him in the White House. And look, I know Aaron, so I had to review it. I don't know all that many authors personally, and I haven't worked with all that many authors, but I worked with him on a few stories. The famous one, the one that got around a lot, was this American-built military base about a third the size of Tel Aviv on the border between Israel and, well, either Judea and Samaria or West Bank, depending on your point of view. I worked with him on that one. And, look, on another story, he was doing something about Netanyahu, and I said, look, Aaron, the story makes no sense if you don't point out the very, very direct ties that Netanyahu has to the Council on Foreign Relations. And he told me I can't do that. So I asked him, what do you know about the CFR? And he said, plenty, but I can't say so right now. And he never acknowledged me. Look, he was trying to be, well, he was too chicken to go all the way and say what he knew. And it's aided his career wonderfully. Those who stick their necks out don't have as easy a path to publishing. Now, knowing who Aaron was, I approached the book. Well, I didn't think he would go all the way, and he sure didn't. But his research really was, he hit pay dirt on the research. His conclusions, look, it's not as simple as Obama was put in power by radical socialists. It's bigger than that. He was put in power with people whose agenda, well, it could be socialist, it could be communist. It's certainly fringe left. Now, look, Klein's an Israeli author, which, by the way, he hides in the book, but he's religious and he's Israeli. And, look, why write the book? This is what I thought. Every recent American president, that's for sure, has been just as bad as each other over Israel. And look, I'm just going to summarize the example.
Hold the thought, though. We'll summarize when we get back. Are you right here at the American Freedom?
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, I'm here at the American Newspaper. I guess this morning, Barry Stamison, he's talking about a book written by Aaron Klein. Now, I like Aaron Klein. I've interviewed him. I think he's a nice fellow. But as with the most people in the media, he's not going to tell you the whole truth. Why? Because if you come out and tell the truth about the establishment that controls both political parties, the military, the banks, the corporations, the educational system, the great tax exempt foundations, and the media, if you come out and tell the truth, you'll be blacklisted. You will never get another book published. They'll make your life miserable. In fact, you might even be involved in a mysterious accident, terrible accident. Too bad about Aaron and his family. But this is the way the world really is. And so Aaron has written a book about President Obama, the Manchurian president. But he, of course, does not tell the whole truth. He tells part of the truth. But, of course, it takes a lot of courage to speak out and risk everything. But, of course, this is what we have to do if we're going to have any hope of preserving America. And this is why I appreciate the courage of the people who own this radio station you're listening to today, who have the courage to allow me to get the information out and to have guests like Barry Shamish who get the truth out. Barry's paid a terrible, terrible price for being willing to tell the truth, talk about the relationship between Netanyahu and the Council on Foreign Relations, mentioned that at one time Netanyahu was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, with all the things it implies, not that everybody in the CFR is bad, but the CFR was organized as a front for the secret society that rules the world today. It was formed in 1921 as a front for the Round Table, which was the front for Cecil Rhodes' secret society. Ties into the wealth of Cecil Rhodes, the Round Table, the Rhodes scholarships, and the elite who run the world. Go right ahead, Barry.
Well, look, of the CFR, again, I doubted that there was any purpose in further exposing Obama, because no one mentioned that in the past 2 weeks, the CFR president, well, Carter, of course, wrote a book that Israel's an apartheid state, but Bill Clinton gave his view of Israelis, and he went through a list of Israelis he can't stand. The only ones he can stand are old Sabras. His wife, the Secretary of State, thinks Israel runs Jim Crow laws against women because religious women sit apart from religious men on public buses. Look, they're really going after Israel on dirty, dirty tactics. But, you know, the other side isn't better. The Bush dynasty was founded by Dad and Granddad Prescott, who worked as the leading funder of the Nazis for Brown Brothers Harriman and the United States before World War II and during World War II. My conclusion is I have no energy to tackle what's taken over the American political system, but Klein did. Now, look, I'll give an example of his research really being conspiratorial if he wanted to take it that way, but he doesn't. Here are a couple quotes. And by the way, you're about to be bored. I'm about to summarize the real message that Klein has got, and it's not a pleasant one. But, quote, Gregory Galusso, Obama's first trainer in Chicago, described himself as an Alinsky true believer, as had Obama's other teachers at the Gamliel Foundation, Michael Krugman and Gerald Kelman, who hired Obama. Galusso is an ex-Jesuit. Another key Obama staffer is his chief strategist, David Axelrod. Axelrod sat in the finance committee of St. Sabina, the Chicago parish led by the controversial priest Michael Flegler. As a state legislator, Obama directed at least $225,000 towards social programs at Flegler's church. Now, these little facts, well, what it says is that Catholic Church of Chicago, apparently led by an ex-Jesuit, were pumping Obama up in a huge way. And when they got him into the state Senate, he returned the favor with massive funding towards this St. Sabina, which for some reason his Jewish chief strategist, David Axelrod, sat on the finance committee of. I mean, this is the stuff of great conspiracy, and it's not all that conspiratorial, because Klein, I trust his research, and look, the book is written very middle of the road. No one is arguing with these facts. Obama was pushed and groomed, without a doubt, from his earliest days, by the Catholic Church, but there's more, way more. There's an alliance here, and this is an alliance that Aaron must have seen when he researched the book. You can't miss it, but he doesn't say so because the conclusion of who put Obama into power is too dangerous for him to write. But I could care less. Now, look, I'm about to bore the listeners, but you have to hear this. There's no way of summarizing. I'm going to read from Klein's book, and you see if you see the pattern of what he couldn't say. All right, get ready. You're about to be read to. Both men served as his campaign advisors. The first is Marshall Gantz, the second Obama advisor is Peter Dreyer. In 1992, Obama served on the funding board of the nonprofit Public Allies. Jody Kressman headed the Asset-Based Community Development Institute. Public Allies CEO Paul Schmitz was an original member of the ABCDI. Going on to Obama's career some more, he was the chief fundraiser for something called the New Party. I quote again, the New Party's founders and members were instrumental in helping facilitate Obama's career. Founding members included Noam Chomsky, Marxist activist Carl Davidson, sociologist Francis Fox Picken, acknowledges the theoretician behind ACORN, feminist Barbara Ehrenreich. The New Party was a creation of Joel Rogers. Rogers' wife, Sarah Siskin, worked at the same law firm which employed Obama. The co-founders of Project Vote, and Obama ran it in 1992, were Sandy Newman and Zach Pollitt. Please note, members of Project Vote include students of Democratic Society or Weather People alumni, such as Bill Ayers, Bernadine Dorn, Walter Rathke, and an endless list of 60s radicals. Andy Stern heads the SEIU, that's a union for service employees, the union that helped corral the industry groups in support of Obama's health care reform. We'll get to that shortly. He is an executive committee member of the Democratic Party Auxiliary America Coming Together Act, funded by George Soros. Tom Balanoff's SEIU Illinois Council led the International Union to endorse Obama in the presidential primary. Marilyn Katz served on the National Finance Committee of Obama's presidential campaign and was close to David Axelrod, who was mentored by Katz's former SDS comrade, David Rose. Betty Lou Salzman met Obama when he was in charge of Project Vote's registration drive and was so impressed that she took him under her wing, introduced him to wealthy donors, and talking him up to David Axelrod. Several members around Obama have IPS connections, including a Chicago mentor, former Congressman Avner Mikva, Don Rose, a mentor to Obama's right-hand man, David Axelrod, served in the leadership of the ITF spinoff Conference on Alternative State and Local Policies with Miles Rappaport. Rosa Brooks is senior advisor under the Undersecretary for Policy, reportedly named for communist heroine Rosa Luxemburg. Brooks is the daughter of Barbara Ehrenreich, who is honorary chairman of the Democratic Socialists of America. In a 2006 column, she blamed Israel's actions in the Middle East for fueling American resentment from the Arab world. Obama designated longtime personal friend and top campaign fundraiser Julian Genachowski as chief commissioner of the FCC. During the 2008 campaign, Genachowski served as Obama's chairman of technology, media, and communications policy. Kevin Werbach, who co-directed the Obama Transition Team's Federal Communications Review Team, is an advisory board member at Public Knowledge, George Soros-funded public interest group. The National Campaign Director for Campaign for America's Future is Richard Kirsch, who also, since his founding in 2008, served as campaign director for HCAN, that's Healthcare for America Now. Kirsch served as financial director of the Illinois Public Action Council. There he worked with Rahm Emanuel and Jan Schakowsky. Schakowsky's husband is Robert Creamer. He has written a lengthy political manual while in prison. It contained a 10-point plan for forcing universal health care in America by 2009. The Democrats have followed Creamer's plan to the letter. Then we have Jeffrey David Bloom, founder and co-chair of Healthcare for America Now. Beginning in 2001, Bloom made a number of contributions to Obama loyalist Schakowsky. Jason Rosenbaum is deputy director of online campaigns for Healthcare for America Now. Obama met him at a staged press conference and added, "I think he knows something about healthcare," said Mr. Obama. That's a summary of the people who put Obama in power.
But most of them are Jewish.
Yeah, they're all Jewish. Now that is where Klein runs into a major, major problem. Because
certainly this doesn't represent the average Jewish person.
We'll get to
liberal,
that.
But these are radical Jews who put him in power.
Yes. We'll get to that. Now, Klein is so obvious, but he doesn't dare reveal this. Well, it's a very complicated issue, because if he said, the obvious, it would put him in apparent league with these dumb, bigoted, deeply anti-Semitic writers, who so far have not come up with this I guess they didn't read Klein, thank goodness. But we have to accept that our reality is manipulated and things don't play by the rules. What you've got is you've got those who love Israel are stuck in a most unhappy alliance with those that hate their guts. Look, the majority of those, and I'm saying the majority, this wasn't a hand-picked list to prove a point. The majority of those who discovered Obama, groomed him, and put him in the White House are radical Jewish leftists. And there are no people anywhere as determined to destroy Israel as this very tiny, I'm telling you, it may be in the tens of thousands, if, but they are, I know these people, they are a very determined bunch, and they want power.
And they want to destroy Israel. That is the story, but nobody's going to talk about these very wicked people. Be back in just a moment.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, and of course, the point that Barry is making is that there's a group of radical Jews who hate Israel, and of course, they feel that many of them are aligned with what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. Certainly, Ron Paul has been criticized because he's against foreign aid to Israel, but his point is, look, we lend Israel some $3 billion a year. We give $12 billion to their enemies. Certainly, As long as Israel takes money from the United States, why we're going to dictate their foreign policy. And, of course, he didn't point out the reason that Israel was forced to pull out of Gaza was because of the pressure that came from this cabal in the United States. The reason is all the problems over in Judea and Samaria is that the cabal wants certainly Israel to stop building there and pull their settlements out. And so Israel, because they accept money from America, is dependent upon this cabal that is really anti-Israel. But the average individual doesn't understand this. It gets so complicated. Most Americans support Israel, and I think Ron Paul does as well. But his point is, we've got to stop giving foreign aid to everyone. And, of course, when you say that, immediately the red flags go up. But this is because people don't understand. These forces work behind the scenes, which are leading Israel into a disastrous series of wars over there, which could have disastrous consequences. So, Barry's point is well made. What Aaron Klein's book does is to name all of these people, but never mention that many of them are radical Israelis, instrumental in bringing Obama to power and pushing this socialist policy.
I don't think anyone is Israeli. Rahm Emanuel. I don't think any of the others are.
Okay, go ahead.
What they are basically 60s and 70s. Well, they were terrorists. You know, the weather people weren't nice. They, without going into it, what you've got is Barack put in power by Jewish terrorists from the 60s and 70s. And as for the Jewish population, they've got next to no support. But what they've done is made the Jews, well, they sold them on peace is what they've done. But look, we're going to look a little at Israel right now without diving to that point. The Klein book is worth reading, but you've got to take his conclusions one step further, and he should have done it himself, frankly. There was a way to explain all this. But neither here nor there, let's just do a phenomenon from Israel. Look, the Central Bureau of Statistics released a report that upends the whole demographic argument why Israel should give up East Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria, because the Arabs are going to outbreed you and you'll be a minority in your own country. And, well, here are the results from 2011. What happened is the Jewish babies increased by 20%, while non-Jewish babies dropped by 5%. In other words, in 2001, 69% of the babies born in Israel were Jews, 28% Muslim, and almost 2% Christian. In 2010, the Jews are up to 76% of the babies, the Muslims down to 22%, and the Christians 1.3%. In other words, while Muslims and Christians are not having their 7, 8, 9 kids of a generation ago, or even 10 years ago, they've stopped having children, and the Orthodox Jews are having plenty of them. Israel is in no demographic threat. But there's another threat. It is a demographic threat, and it should be looked at. Now, Dr. Boris Yudis, he's the deputy mayor of Afula, that's in the Southern Galilee. He was interviewed you don't know Emeka Galil and all this, but he was interviewed by a serious paper, and he was speaking about girls 12 and 13 who moved voluntarily, married, and are living in Arab villages. And this is not a small phenomenon. Look, it was backed up by the fund Yad Lachim. Well, its chairman just said that girls are 11 years and upward, and they cross over into Arab society. Now, he's got some reasons for this. Expected reasoning, the weakening of the family unit, deterioration of the status of fathers. well, what he's saying is that you've got a situation where the family is broken down and these lost 11-year-old girls, notice no boys, only girls, they think they'll get a better life away from the society they live in. And they end up in Arab villages, married at prepubescent ages, and, well, their chances of being battered, increase tremendously. What you've got are more Jews being born, but you've got apparently, a significant number of Jewish girls, young Jewish girls, well, they're getting married to Arabs. What this means, I don't know, but you've got the family lobby, you've got Yad Lachim, and you've got the deputy mayor of Afula all saying the same thing. We've got a very serious problem here, and we've got to find a way to put an end to it.
I'm sure there are lots of problems. Look, before we go on, why don't you tell our listeners how they can get your books, how they can get your articles, how they can get to your PayPal button and support you as you continue doing your commentaries on what's really going on in Israel from an entirely different point of view. How can people keep track of what you're doing and support you?
Entirely different. And to me, it's just the facts. But
right.
If you want my books, you go to lulu.com. That's www.lulu.com. When you get in, you'll see a search box. Type in my name, Chamish. That's how you spell Chamish. And you'll get to my books that way. My website is barrychamish.com. There is a PayPal button. And believe me, this work is not profitable. I worry about money constantly. So there is a PayPal button. Go to the bottom of the page. If you contribute via that button, I'll be very grateful and we'll have made contact. And, well, I hear the music.
You hear the music, and I had to keep haranguing Barry to put on that PayPal button for her. After about 2 months, he finally did it, and I hope it's been beneficial. We'll be right back.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
A1 Septic Service takes this time to recognize and salute the men and women in uniform who are standing tall for our freedom around the world. Let's remember them during these trying times in our thoughts, prayers, and letters from home and our blood donations. This message from A1 Septic Service, where service is a fact backed by the right know-how and experience proven by return customers. That's A1 Septic Service in Brighton. Call 303-659-0610 and mention this ad for our troops and receive a very special discount on any of your septic needs.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, I'm Dan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest is Barry Shamish. Barry, go ahead. And what's the is another subject you want to talk about? Go ahead.
All right. Now, this also is a major issue in Israel, that President Katsav is now entering prison. Well, it was 6 days ago that he entered prison for 7 years for a trumped-up charge of rape. A lot of people know it's trumped up, but he, the former head of chief of staff of Israel's prisons, his name was Shlomo Tweiser, said this is going to be a black day for Israel when he goes in. He said Katsav is going to meet prisoners who apply to him for pardons that he rejected. And, well, what can you say these prisoners would do to someone who rejected that? And he notes that Katsav cannot go, he can't have leaves. If you confess in Israel, you can have leaves from prison for good behavior. He will not confess. He doesn't feel he has to confess, and I agree with him, a separate issue. But nonetheless, Tweiser is saying you better watch out for his first 40 days.
This is the former president of Israel who's been sent to prison on trumped-up charges of rape, and I think anybody who knows it knows they're trumped-up charges. He's, for all intents, is a political prisoner. And he says, I didn't do this. This is not right. He will not confess to something he didn't do, so he won't get leniency. Go ahead, Barry.
Well, why he's in there is that the former president of Israel was taken over by the current president of Israel, Shimon Peres. And, well, what can say, Peres has announced that he won't consider him for a pardon because he is not sympathetic to women, to men who mistreat women. That's a joke. Oh, boy. But nonetheless, back to Tweiser's comments. Remember, all the guards and the police officer, they receive their certificates from the president. Now he's in prison clothes, and they got to watch over him. And, well, what Tweiser says is treat him with kid gloves. If anything were to happen to him, if he were to commit suicide, what will this celebration of his downfall lead to? And, well, what he says is you'd better keep on a round-the-clock suicide watch because the first 40 days are critical. And he can either accept his punishment or, God forbid, he'll take his own life.
But the thing is, there are a lot of innocent people in prison. I'm sure that there are innocent people in Israel, but there are a lot of innocent political prisoners in America. You'll never hear about them. Go ahead.
Well, this is a little more serious than that. When you have a lot of ex-presidents in prison, you have an analogy there. But what he's saying is if he kills himself, Israel is going to be... what can you say? If an ex-president kills himself in prison over a phony charge, it's not everyone is going to miss the significance. Now, I'm going to just switch to... topics to a different one. Look, I've already talked about the canal that's known, I guess, to you as the Sea of Galilee, that it has shrunk so much that there were 90% of the fish died. But of the fish remaining, they now have a new disease which can't be identified. Here's what happens when the St. Peter's fish contract a disease. One of its eyes pops out, leaving behind a gorged-out hollow, and then the other. Then the fish turns black, begins to starve, and finally red spots appear in the body, and it dies. Now, this is a bizarre disease. They can't identify it. And they've known about it for 10 years when a fisherman named Menachem Lev reported to the agricultural ministry that he said at least 15% of the lake's fish have contracted this disease. Well, they determined it was not caused by a bacteria, which means it was some sort of viral infection that are killing the fish. Now, you've got these fish in kibbutzim suing the Ministry of Agriculture because they knew about this disease 10 years ago and took no action. And they're at fault. These stupid kibbutzim don't understand the lake is shrinking. And with it, well, it just came from the peace process. The agriculture ministry doesn't have anything to do with the peace process or the lake shrinking. These are the phenomena when the Kinneret, well, it just gets more and more saline, and it gets more sickly for the fish, and the fish can't live in it anymore, and they're suing the wrong people. They should be suing anyone responsible for the Jordan Water Treaty or the PLO Water Treaty that has sucked the lake dry. And, well, what you've got right now is not just a collapse of the fish catch. This can really spread.
Galilee, Barry's talking about the Sea of Galilee. Go ahead.
Yes. You've got, look, every winter, huge flocks of cormorants come to feed in the Sea of Galilee. Who knows what the ecological impact of them feeding on these diseased fish are going to be. This is going to spread beyond the lake. But, wow, what can you say? There's a parasite lurking in the Sea of Galilee that has still not been identified. And I'll tell you, I'll identify the evil parties, the ones that sold Israel's water. That's who the evil
entities are. We're out of time, Barry. God bless. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye, all.
Cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, I stand here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoy our conversation with Barry. Basically, socialism, and Barack Obama is a socialist. He didn't deny it last night. He just sort of laughed in that charming way he has when he talked about him being a radical socialist. But socialism is a sincere, benevolent, idealistic theory, but it doesn't work unless somebody's in charge. And this is why people of great wealth push socialism. Why? Because, of course, it will increase their wealth, it will destroy the middle class, and, of course, it will impoverish the poor. Basically, this is a way of circumventing our Constitution. Socialism, of course, is the antithesis of a free society, and it increases the wealth of the people who are already wealthy, this little cabal of people I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. And, of course, Obama wants, of course, to increase the taxes on millionaires, but he's going to start in with anybody making over $250,000 a year, which seems to be quite a bit. But before long, you're going to be making $250,000 a year because of inflation. And they sold, the income tax back in 1913. It was only to be on the very, very wealthy. And the next thing you know, it's a tax on the middle class. They sold the alternative minimum tax because there were some millionaires that weren't paying any income taxes, and should they have to pay their fair share? And, of course, before long, a large part of the middle class were paying the alternative minimum tax. And Obama's talking about how the millionaires ought to pay their fair share, but, of course, it starts at $250,000. Which, of course, is the middle class, which he wants to destroy. The people behind Obama are the people of great wealth. He brought him to power. They put up the $600 million that he needed to run, and nobody brings that out. And when Obama needed a new chief of staff, where did he get it? Why, from J.P. Morgan Chase. William Daley became the new chief of staff, and certainly there are only about 80 members of the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission in the United States, and, of course, 12 of them were members of Obama's inner staff and cabinet. But it was the same thing with Bush before him and Clinton before that. And you need to get my talk, certainly, on the Brotherhood of Darkness or the book. You need to get my talk on the World Revolution. You need to certainly get on the my talk on the Dark Secret and on the Forbidden Secret are available on DVD. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And you need to get involved in this political process, and you need to get involved right now. We do have a chance to change the direction of Washington, D.C. to educate people about what is really going on. There is a small clique of very wealthy and powerful people who are running Governor Perry and who are behind Newt Gingrich. Newt Gingrich comes from the Council on Foreign Relations. He's a serial adulterer. He has simply made a great deal of money from exploiting government. When he was Speaker of the House, he undermined the conservative cause. He's a hypocrite. And they tell us, oh, my goodness, he's gaining ground. That's because the media is controlled. They're going to tell you what the establishment wants. And the one man they fear is Ron Paul. And listen to what he says. You'll find it on the Alex Jones website, where the debates are. Why, of course, they just speak to what he says. Listen to what he says. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage of RadioLiberty.com. If you're in a position to help us, you're using it.
till tomorrow at the same time. May the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuper.